Yesterday, John, I tried something for the very first time, and it was quite refreshing, I must say. Have you ever had a bidet? Have you ever used a bidet?
No, I've never used a bidet, but one of the leading bidet makers in the world listens to us out there in Squim. And they have, yes, they've contacted this show, and they said, if you guys ever want to give away a bidet... We will give you guys a bidet to give away.
Oh, a bidet a day. Win a bidet a day from the Brad and John Show.
Where did you try a bidet?
Oh, man. My friend Matt, they've just got this crazy house down on Lake Sammamish. And I went down Saturday night, spent the night there. A few of our friends sat there. And then, because it's going to be a 90-degree day on the lake, let's stay and play on Sunday. And not that I so much needed to use the bidet, but everybody was kind of talking about, have you ever had, used it? And I, no. And then just out of curiosity, I said, okay, I got to see what this is all about. And then you sit on the thing, and there's a little pad of buttons, like a remote, that offers a spray, like different angles. And then there's like a little air dry thing, so you can get this little warm.
You'd have to have a dryer.
Well, you get the little warm spray of water, and it's like, oh, it tickles for a second, and then after that's done, you can hit this little air thing, and whoosh, hits a little stream of cool air, kind of dries that.
Dries you get that. Hot air, and you get cool air.
Well, you dry that all out, you know.
You have to
once you're done, and I thought, man, it was better than I thought it was going to be. It wasn't totally weird, but...
Was it better than the conventional approach?
I don't know if it would get everything done.
If you were to walk in...
I don't know if it would do everything, as clean as I like it to be.
Yeah.
But if just for, it's hot 95-degree day, you're a little swampy, cleans that out nice and new, feel fresh... You know what I mean?
No, I have never tried it. I've never even seen. I mean,
weird.
I've seen them on TV, but I've never walked into a place where they've had one set up.
Yeah. Well, this is that kind of house. I mean, it's like a $5 million house on the lake. It's got everything you could possibly think of, including most of the toilets with bidets.
Well, as I said, we've been offered the opportunity to give one away if we want to. So there's a partnership out there for us.
I wouldn't trust it for every job, but for the smaller jobs or whatever, it was.
Well, what if you need? What
nice.
If you could get one that's got
like superpowered?
Yeah, superpowered.
Like a pressure washer.
Well, yeah,
like that kind of.
You
pressure.
Could get injured though if it's too.
You don't want it.
I guess that's the trick.
It was just enough to tickle.
That's the trick with the bidet. You need to get some power, but you can't have too much.
I wonder how the testing goes out there for the guys that make the bidets.
Somebody's going to get sued.
We got to ratchet that one down a little bit.
Yeah. There's probably guys who are walking away fun. Because the stream was too strong.
And he's not coming in today.
Yeah, he was testing yesterday, and we had to tone that one down a little bit.
That one had to go back to the lab.
Yeah. So if you were to, I get the impression that if you were to walk into a bathroom now, and there was one of the bidet, and then there was a regular one, you probably would go regular one over bidet.
Depends on what I was doing.
If you're doing what you normally do.
If I just need a little cleanup.
No. If you're doing what you normally
if
do.
If I'm doing what I normally do, I probably got to go old school.
You're going to go old school.
You know, if you want something done right, do it yourself. That's what I found out.
But if you want to treat yourself.
Yeah. Just make things a little fresh.
Yeah, then you're going to go with the other one.
That's right.